is an environmentally conscious national highway project. Speaking at the launch of development works in Koliyabo, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam. Also flagged off Kamakha Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express trains. Furthermore, PM Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees at Hooghly District, Singur in West Bengal. He also laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. RWD Minister P.D. Sona chaired a circle-level review meeting of Rupa Circle to assess the progress of PMGSY and BBP road projects. Emphasis on timely execution with uncompromised quality was laid as the roads are vital for rural connectivity and public convenience. The minister informed to ensure accountability an agreement has been executed between the department and the contractor, wherein the contractor undertakes and guarantees completion of work within the stipulated time frame and as per prescribed quality standards. He made it clear that any contractor failing to complete the work on time will be terminated from the project and debarred from participating in future tenders. Mr. Sona said, focus remains on delivering durable infrastructure with transparency, efficiency and public consent. Minister for Agriculture and Horticulture Gabriel D. Wangsu conducted an extensive day-long survey of multiple ongoing construction sites across Chubam Circle of Longding District. He also reviewed the progress firsthand and addressed on-ground challenges to prevent delays and ensure quality execution of vital projects. Mr. Wangsu said that the visit offered valuable insights into projects that will enhance connectivity, improve market access and strengthen educational infrastructure for our people. Wang Kilwang, Minister for Environment and Forest, hosted with Padma Shri Awardee and eminent Assam historian Professor Jogendranath Phukan for a three-day heritage tour of Tirap district. He was accompanied by his research team. During the tour, the delegation visited Sumsi village to examine a site believed to be the burial place of the Rajmau, the king's mother of the 20th Ahom king, Jayadhaj Singh. At Namsang village, they examined the five ancient scripted earthen pots known as Nolo or Kolo. One inscription was deciphered as Mohang, meaning salt in Thai Ahom language, indicating their association with traditional salt storage or production. The pots remained undeciphered until this visit. At Subang village, the team inspected the historic salt well Moran Sum, developed for tourism in 2019. The JPC and JPMs of East Siang District, along with Chief Councillor and Councillors of Pasighat Municipal Council, made a courtesy call on RD and PM Minister Ojing Tasing. They exchanged views on local issues, development priorities, and ways to further strengthen coordination between the government and grassroots institutions. Mr. Tasing said such engagements are always vital in understanding on-ground realities and working collectively for overall progress and welfare of the people. In line with administrative directives, schools across Changlang district were visited to assess syllabus progress, learning environments and facilities. The effectiveness of welfare services, including the midday meal scheme, was also evaluated. Additionally, cyber safety sessions were held alongside inspections, teaching students responsible online behavior, social media awareness and safer technology use across the district. Lee K. Ete from Dharka village in West Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh has been selected in the under-17 national football team. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.